This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 14. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 23, verse 1. It says there, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." End of quote. Psalm 23 is the most beloved out of all the Psalms in the Bible. It is rich, charming, soothing, and comforting one. David spent most of his young age as a shepherd boy, watching and caring his father's flocks around the town of Bethlehem, which had hills and valleys around it. He took care of his flocks good by watching, resting, providing, and protecting them from wild animals. David's sheep enjoyed the goodness and strong protection continuously from him. David said how he protected his father's flocks to King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 to 37. He said, "When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from my flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear." End of quote. Young David, he went after the predators and even rescued his sheep from its mouth. That need extraordinary courage and strength. He seized it by its hair, struck it, killed it. It is uncommon goodness, faithfulness, and devotion to the sheep. Don't you agree? David says the Lord is his shepherd. He takes care of his sheep faithfully. He makes the metaphor and applies it to his relationship to the Lord in heaven. The psalm expresses David's total assurance and confidence in his shepherd, the Lord God, who will take care of him and protect him here in this life and the life to come. You see, in those days, the Jews used to address God as our covenant-keeping God. However, the Lord is not just our shepherd. More than all, David says he is my shepherd. Lord is not just our Lord in the covenant community. However, he is my Lord. The imagery of God being your shepherd has full of rich meanings inside it. First of all, God being our shepherd, you would lack nothing in your life. It says, "I shall not want" in New King James Version. It means you would have everything you need. Or the Lord cares for you always, every day, month after month, year after year. If Lord is your shepherd, his care and provision and protection are not only when you live in this life. Listen to what David says. He said, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." End of quote. Dearly beloved, the Lord will provide, guide, and protect you here. And then when you close your eyes here on this earth in death, you will be welcomed to the house of the Lord, heaven, to live with him forever and ever. His unfailing love will pursue you all the days of your life. Here on this earth, then you will live in his house forever and ever. Beloved, like David, when he said with no doubt, could you also say the Lord is your Lord? If you can, you are the most blessed person here and afterlife. If you are not sure, may I introduce you to the Good Shepherd today, so that you will live in his goodness and in this life and the afterlife. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John chapter 10, 11 to 14. Please listen very carefully. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired man will run away when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he is not their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the sheep. The hired hand runs away because he is working only for the money and does not really care about the sheep." Then Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. End of quote. You see, the good shepherd is not like the many hired shepherds. The employed person runs away because he cares only for the money and not you personally. Beloved, the good shepherd sacrificed his life and shed his sinless and divine blood to rescue you from the power of the wild animals, from the power of the kingdom of darkness. By coming and accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you have all the care and protection from the good shepherd. Jesus did not say, "I am a good shepherd," nor he said, "I am one of the good shepherds." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." There is no other good shepherd out there. The good shepherd sacrificed his life to rescue you and make you his own forever and ever, here now on this earth and forever in eternity in heaven with him. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Please pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you because you are my shepherd who cares, provides, guides, and protects me when I live on this earth. Later you will take me to heaven when you are where you are when I close my eyes here in death. I worship you, my good Lord. I believe Jesus is the good shepherd who gave his life as a ransom for my sins and shortcomings. I accept him as my Savior and Lord today. Please save, protect, guide, and care for me. Lord, I offer myself into your faithful, eternal, and trustworthy hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you.